欢迎来到卡卡课堂 ，I'm Jessica。在 Twitter 上呢，掀起了这样一股潮流，是这样的 ：Text this person a massive lie and share their reactions here。Massive lie 指的是超大的一个谎，就是那么给一个人发短信，然后你要给他撒个大谎，然后呢，把他们给你的回复和反应呢分享在这里。然后紧接着呢，很多人呢就发了这样的信息去捉弄别人啊。之前呢，这样的一个 massive lie 是给你的男朋友发短信说 I want a baby， 我想要个孩子。嗯，继这个 challenge， 继这个挑战之后，我们又有人想出了一个新的挑战，是这样的 ：Text your dad I put oil in this car。给你的爸爸发短信呢，告诉他我把这个油加进我的车里，当然这个油呢不是我们一般的汽油，而是 olive oil， 而是橄榄油。然后网友们呢就开始捉弄自己的爸爸们，然后把他们的非常搞笑的截图呢发到了网上。今天我们就分享一下受骗的爸爸们的反应。在我们听这些 text 之前呢，我们先来学习几个生词。第一个单词 weird， 在这个短信里呢出现的是 weird sound， 奇怪的声音。第二个单词 dealership， 这里其实就指的是汽车的经销店了。而第三个呢是 mental hospital， 指的是精神病院。第四个单词 vegetarian 这个单词音节比较长，它指的是素食者或者是吃素的人。这里呢我挑了六个比较有趣比较有代表性的 post。如果你想要查看完整的图文以及专项练习本期的节目呢，可以微信搜索卡卡课堂，加入早餐英语的会员课程，里面有我完整的讲解还有慢慢的带读哦。 Text your dad this pic and I put oil in my car now and it's making weird sounds. Post replies 1. I put oil in my car and now it's making weird sounds. I was going to say you should take it to the car dealership and thenWhen I look at the picture, as I said that, it's probably best for you to check into a mental hospital. 2. I put oil in my car and now it's making weird sounds. That'll do it. Well, what do I do now? Walk. Okay. 3. I put oil in my car and now it's making weird sounds. Sigh. It's too early to be drinking. 4.I put oil in my car and now it's making weird sounds. Cars are not vegetarian. 5. I put this oil in my car this morning and it was making weird noises. What should I do? Save money for a new car. 6. Dad, Kelsey, I put oil in my car and now it's making weird noises. Were you making a salad in the engine?刚才我读的这些对话，你有听懂哪些呢？你觉得哪一个对话是最有趣的呢？记得留言告诉我哦。